And now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
Help wanted ads are wish lists. Help wanted ads are wish lists. There is a lot of employment terminology used in help wanted advertisements that might be keeping you from pursuing excellent opportunities. Don't let this happen to you. Don't let this happen to you. Proceed. Proceed. One of the biggest employment terminology issues you will come across during your job search is in the help wanted advertisements. Wherever they're located, it doesn't matter. Companies will say in their ads, strongly preferred or must have at least 10 years experience, must know, or other similar phrases that might keep you from answering the advertisement. Okay, whether it be, it doesn't matter, Monster, Indeed, blah, 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 ZipRecruiter, LinkedIn, on and on and on it goes. When you're job searching, okay, wherever you find these advertisements, let me phrase this as clearly as I can. These are wish list terms used by companies, and they are not cast in stone. Got it? If you feel you're qualified for the position, you should apply to the position. You will also see these wish list terms in the education section of these ads. You see these a lot. Something you might think is required, but again, if you're qualified for the position, answer the ad. Bachelor of whatever, required, right? Must have 10 years experience. Well, I only have 8. I'm not going to, give me a break. In my business as a professional recruiter, I don't even pay attention to those ads. My job is to find the best possible candidate for my client. Sometimes the best candidate doesn't have the exact degree the company is looking for or the right requirements they want. I bend the rules all the time with companies. Do you know why? Why do I do this? I understand these help wanted advertisements are wish lists. And that's all. It's what the company wish the candidate had. Okay? It's someone they wish would answer their ads. Does that make sense? You understand what I mean by wish list? It's who they wish would answer the ads, okay? Now, having said that, if you have absolutely no experience in what the company is looking for and you do not meet any of the requirements, don't apply to the position. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? What I'm saying is the employment industry has certain terminology about it. They have certain terminology about them, not unlike other industries, right? Every industry has certain terminology. Well, the employment industry has certain terminology about them as well. And you should be aware of these terms as far as like when they're being used. Does that make sense? Did that make any sense at all to you? Okay, so every industry has its own terminology. The employment industry has their own terminology. Most of the time, these terms are being used for screening purposes. Not to keep good qualified candidates away. Screening purposes not to keep good candidates away. Unfortunately, that's what some of these companies are doing. Sometimes they try to be too cute in their ads, and it keeps good qualified candidates from answering their help wanted advertisements. Not good. Not good. So you hear strongly preferred, must have at least X years of experience, must know, must have knowledge in, this is required. No, I'm telling you, it's not. These are wish list items that the company hopes the candidate and they wish the candidate will have. But if you're qualified, answer the ad. If you're not qualified, do not answer the ad. That's what I'm saying. A lot of times I'll take a search. Okay, we're in the professional search business, professional recruiting business, right? We'll take a search from a client, and I'll say, how many years experience? Well, I need at least 10 to 15 years experience. Okay. What are your thoughts on education? Well, we want them to have a bachelor's degree. Well, what if we find somebody that's really qualified, I ask, but they don't have a degree? Oh, we'd want to see them. Oh, okay. Okay, so no degree. What if we find somebody with 5 to 10 years experience? Would you want to see them? Oh, absolutely. Do you see what just happened there? The company said 10 to 15 years experience. I asked if I found someone with 5 or 10, would they want to see him? They said yes. So that's 5 to 15 years experience. Now, I can even squeeze them more and say, what about if I find someone with 3 years experience? Oh, we'd want to see them too. See what I mean? See how this goes? Now, on education, we need somebody with a bachelor's in construction management. Okay, well, what if we find somebody who has an associate's? You want to see them? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay, so associates, okay. And, you know, there's some guys that come up through the ranks, carpenter, foreman, and they don't even have a construction management degree, but they have great experience. Would you want to see them? No degree, but good experience? Absolutely, we'd want to see them. Boom. Next, now I'm looking for someone without a degree with 3 to 10, 15 years experience. Do you see how this works? This happens every call. This doesn't happen sometimes. This doesn't happen every blue moon. This happens every single call with a company. Now, on those rare, and I'm talking rare, occasions, I'll get a company that says, and they have to have a blankety blank license, a CPA license. They have to be registered professional engineer. Okay, rare occasions. Most of the time, they start out with their wish list of exactly what they want. 5 to 10 years experience, civil engineer, da-da-da-da. And then I ask, what if they don't have a student? What if they don't have a bachelor's in civil? What if they only have an associate's? Would you want to see them? Yes. What if they don't even have associates, but they have good experience? Would you want to see them? Yes. What if they only have? Yes. What if? Yes. Yes. What if they just can fog a mirror? Would you want to see them? Yes. Please send them right away. So, anyway, don't let this inside employment terminology keep you from applying to positions. If you're qualified, answer the ad. Do you understand? Don't screen yourself out. Apply. Another thing to remember is rules are broken all the time in business. And nothing is 100%. Now, go get it. I hope this helps all of you out there with this specific career issue. Good luck to each and every one of you. For more career tips, go to AskMikePalumbo.com.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network.